radio.dominican.edu. About 90 seconds to go until the beginning of the senior send-off night festivities. Jay Woe alongside Stuart Horn with you. Conlin Center live. CalPAC basketball of the Penguin Ladies. Jay Woe, one of the most exciting games of the season. I'd have to say the most intense game of the season. The Penguin Ladies squeezed one out against the Lady Hawks.
Oh, most definitely an exciting victory by the Lady Penguins against the Hawks. They did lead for most of the game, but the Hawks came back resurgent late in the second half. The Penguins able to hold them off. It was a rain of threes from the Hawks as they paraded outside the arc and shot threes. 9 in the second half. Huge numbers out of the Hawks tonight.
Well put, J-Wo. And the first time in 6 years of broadcasting I ever remember resurgent being used on the air, so you're making us look good. The NAIA-sanctioned referees are in the house. It's Alan Pierce, Ron Brokenbrow, and Jeff Ketchew. And head coach Brett Tavani is in the house. And he just gave me a little knuckle sandwich there, so thank you, coach. 45 seconds to go until they start with the senior send-off festivities. Brandon Davis is in the house, fans. And you are listening to CalPAC Basketball, radio.dominican.edu. And they're talking about the graduating seniors for the Penguins now. So let's crank up the house microphone and see if we can catch this, J-Wo.
And his first time, Manhattan works as a mixed at the beautiful Wilson Street and dances with the Roco Dance Company in Milwaukee. His role as a senior is also a member of the Royal Officer.
Okay. Good job there, J. Well, we tried, fans. Just tough to get the overhead announcement. But they are giving away the... they're not giving away anything. They're recognizing those seniors who are graduating tonight. And Christine Manapon from the cheerleading staff, the squad in the house, Christine, one of the cheerleaders. Oh, boy, she's being recognized now in front of, I'm going to say 1,000, J-Wo, maybe more.
1,000? I can't count that much, not tonight anyway.
I think there's about 1,000 fans in the house. The Hawks have brought a lot of fans with them as Christine is being congratulated by some of the other cheerleaders, so, and being walked out with her folks. She's got a lot of stuff there. She's got a couple of bouquets of flowers and all kinds of stuff. So her final night in the Conlin Center is a Penguin cheerleader. And then off of the basketball team, Tommy Sondgraf, his final night.
After tossing my apology to the Sondgraf family, Tommy is pronounced Sondgraf, and I hope to have another chance to call out his name again tonight.
Well, you will, because it is his final night in the Conlin Center. It is senior send-off night, fans. It's always bittersweet. I'm going to say 3 years from now, it might be J-Wo's senior send-off night. J-Wo, the freshman broadcasting sensation alongside. We've got a lot of neat stuff coming up in tonight's broadcast. The Penguin men taking on the Hawks from Holy Names, their heated rivalry. And Tommy Sondgraf now coming through with his folks alongside, meeting up with head coach Brett Tavani with a big thank you and flash bulbs going off all over the place.
Plenty of Penguin fans popping out here, signs and everything, shirts made especially for this event.
Conlin Center's absolutely loaded now with Penguin fans. And all the teams now... Both teams. Tommy's the only senior who's graduating. Man, good job, Sondgraf. And also, pretty good work from Christine Manapon, who was a huge part of the DU cheerleading squad. She's just handed all of her bouquets and balloons and stuff off to her dad, taking her place in the funnel as the Penguin men will be announced. And here comes the national anthem, folks, if you would please stand. For those of you listening at home.
Radio. Radio.dominican.edu.
Hi, this is head coach Brett Tavani welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, coach.
And boys,
live CalPAC basketball. Yes, J-Wo?
That was the live band bringing us the anthem tonight.
Yep, coming out for Holy Names under head coach. See if I get my action right here.
Steve Spencer?
No, he's the ladies' coach.
You sure?
Well, wait a minute. Why is it listed as Steve Spencer? That's not right. It's Jones. It's Dennis Jones. But Steve Spencer's listed as the head coach. But I know Dennis Jones. And Holy Names coming out. The men's team, they're on their way out. 20 minutes on the overhead. Radio.dominican.edu. And we'll have the lineups. Boy, this roster, it had Steve Spencer listed as the head coach. But for the Penguins, coming out is number 10, Michael Johnson fans. Michael Johnson out of Spokane, Washington, a freshman at 6'2". Next out, Nate Rogoff. Nate's wearing number 20, a 6-footer out of San Luis Obispo. He's a junior. And here comes Michael Faulkner out of Melbourne, Australia, 6'5", freshman. Next out. For the Penguins. Who was it? I missed it. Patrick Fahey came out, and following up was Tommy Songroth. Side things off for the Penguins. Hey, J-Wo, I have a special shout out for everybody down under, all at Lynx IT. I want to say a special hello to Kane, Rachel, and Imogen. Merv and Michelle, big shout out from California in the USA. All the way across the water. And then we're even going to cross the equator down there to Melbourne, Australia. So everybody at Lynx IT, a big shout out from Michael Faulkner's dad. He was in the house. He came over. Great to meet him, J-Wo, after getting all the emails from him all season long. Both teams out in the middle. Stuart Horn, J-Wo with you. A lot of fun and frivolity tonight. In the middle, Michael Faulkner, the Australian. He's going up against Marshall Hartman, a 6'7" senior out of Portland for the Hawks. We're about ready to go. In the middle, both guys. All the teams around him. Clock rolls. Faulkner tips it out. Songroth down with it, and he flips it off to Nate Rogoff.
Oh, excellent. We've even got the Australian flag here on support for the Faulkner side. Songroth now, ball on the right side at the elbow. Johnson goes flying. I don't know what happened down there, and he was away from the ball. First whistle comes right quick at 9:44 here in the first half. Johnson will bring it out from the baseline for the Penguins. Tries to find open fellas. Pat Fahey, a quick fadeaway, an easy two. Clear bucket, nothing but net. As the Hawks will bring him back, that's Julius Kumlot. Playing point guard for the Hawks right here.
For those of you who remember Kumlout, he's the guy in his freshman year who killed the Penguins. The one loss they suffered that year. Kumlout hit the big runner with a tenth of a second to go to beat the Penguins that year. And we won't even talk about the big melee that ensued there.
Hartman missed a quick layup there. As the Penguins come back, Rogoff now deep in the right side. Calling out plays from there like a quarterback. Fahey now on the left elbow. Off to Michael Johnson. He sits and waits. Calls out more orders. Songroth now with the ball on the left elbow. Looking for some action. Dribbles one way. Rogoff finds Michael Faulkner in the middle. He misses his layup. Kumlot brings it back real quick. He's got no teammates with him. Fadeaway jumper is short. He gets called with a foul. He'll go to the line for two.
Kumlout standing in there at 5'9" out of Juneau, Alaska. He is a senior, so this is the last time we'll see Kumlout in the Conlin Center. As far as Penguin basketball is concerned, I can't say I'm sorry, although Kumlout is a heck of a player, and he's got a beautiful stroke. He has done damage to the Penguins over the years, and here he cans the first one.
Boy, I can really see that. He had a nice, easy shot for an easy point. Kumlot looks like he can do some damage out there, even though he is one of the shortest players on the court right now.
He's the smallest guy out there, it looks like, by a mile. Oh.
Fight under the rim. Doesn't matter. It scores a point. Rogoff now to bring it back across the timeline. The inbound from Faye as he trots across midcourt. Fans getting all excited about this one. Now huge cutters down low for the Penguins. Rogoff foot fakes. Michael Johnson for three. A beautiful arcing shot. What a shot. Oh, man. 3 points. As Kumla brought it across the round, he got called for a whistle. And he looks very confused at this point.
Yeah, Kumla taking some big strides back the other way after the unforced error. The Penguins have the ball with 18:30 to go in the first half.
It is 5-2. Penguin lead. As Rogoff dribbles around in the backcourt. Not in the backcourt, in the back of the front half of the court. Penguins are attacking the southern hoop. They have flown south for the winter. A no-look pass from Tommy Songra. Tries to find Michael Johnson for an easy corner shot. There's a walk called.
Man, they called a walk there on Johnson, and I think the deke was so good that he even got the referee to bite on it.
And you know you've got talent when that happens.
Good work there by Johnson, except he got the call against him.
Kumlat continues to walk as he dribbles. Isn't going to get called for that one. But we've got Dozier off on the left corner. They went inbounds to Hartman, who...
Good move there by Hartman. Hartman at 6'7" just was so close to the rim, it looked like he just tapped it in.
Man, he's big enough to match up with Michael Falconer down low. And Johnson now with the ball at the left elbow. Nice bounce pass over to Falconer. Bumps into Hartman and might get a call right here as he was trying to go up for two, missed it long. And now we got boos from the Holy Names side of, and oh my goodness, I've seen a second Australian flag, and here's the time to wave it as Falconer could be scoring.
One
right
of the
here.
Fans up there, Jay Woe, has a huge inflatable marsupial. You see him up there?
Yes, I see it. He sat around and watched the women's game, too.
Look at that thing. It's huge.
Falconer has a chance to make it 7-4 here. 7:27 left in the first year. And he does. A nice, easy shot. A beautiful arc. Kumla will bring it back for the Hawks as their coach stands out of his seat. I don't think he'll take a seat tonight if I can judge from here.
Uh-oh.
It's a
Fahey, it looked like, may have gotten a call. No. It was off. Fahey's the guy who threw it around, but Tommy Songroth with the call.
Nick Stevens has the ball, number 21. Hawks now. Whoa. Stevens had an alley-oop opportunity, but it was botched. Songroth now on the left side, off to Rogoff. Cool, bringing around the top of the arc. As the Penguins swinging around, keep looking for openings here. The Hawks playing nice perimeter defense. Songroth now at the top of the arc. Cuts inside, finds Falconer deep. He goes underneath the hoop, nearly had a reverse layup. It was in and out. Hawks coming the other way nice and quick. Penguins finding their men on defense. Now Stevens kicks it back out to Kumla, who drives right side. Falls over Songroth, misses his layup. Falconer with the rebound. He'll pass it off to Rogoff, who will bring it up right side as he walks head, trots, and Penguins find themselves open down low, cutting, slashing, and screening. Johnson now with the ball. Oh my goodness. Falconer will hit the floor, and Hartman is a big enough man to send him down there, but it's a huge call now. As Penguins are looking to score.
J-Wo, some of the Hawks fans throwing some things toward the court. Nothing made it onto the court, but very close.
We're going to have...
Yeah, we're
going
to have
Stewart
some guests.
Here.
So go ahead and get him set up there, J-Wo. And in the meantime, we'll get things settled down. 16:26 to go. As our first guest is making his way up onto the platform now. All right, we're about ready to get back underway, fans. We do so at 16:26 to go over to the left side. Here's Johnson with a three-ball jumper on the way. Johnson missed a little bit left. Tipped out by Michael Falconer, and they're going to give the ball back to the Hawks. 9-4 DU in front early in the first half. 16:20 to go on radio.dominican.edu. And at this point, I'd like to introduce our first guest tonight, J-Wo, is Mr. Stephen Barlow. He's from the Mechanics Bank. You know, I have an account with the Mechanics Bank over in Richmond. Mr. Barlow, it's great to see you in the house.
Thank you. I have an account there, too.
I bet you do. Uh-oh, there goes a jumper now by Marshall Hartman for the deuce, 9-6. And Mr. Barlow alongside for the Mechanics Bank. Tonight, of course, is Field of Dreams night. How was that reception over there in the multipurpose room, Mr. Barlow?
That was fabulous.
All right. It's great to have you in the house. Once things slow down, it's such a high-paced game. We'll get a little more action out of you. Perhaps talk about how some of the fans might participate. Maybe even get an account over there at the Mechanics Bank. You know, my dad was a Mechanics Bank customer starting in 1964 and still is to this day, and that's no lie.
Falconer found his way inside for an easy two.
15:41 to go. My family business was at 3600 McDonald Avenue for 40 years.
My goodness, we were founded at 9th and McDonald.
Is that? Yeah, that's right. And that building's still there, isn't it?
It is.
15 and a half to go, fans, in the first half. And Mr. Stephen L. Bar... No, it's I. Bar... What's the I stand for, Mr. Barlow?
Imrie. It's Imrie. A good Scottish name.
All right. Very good, sir. And a left side now. Here goes Fahey for three. No, that was a deuce. 11-6. Penguins on top. 15-15 on the final night of DU basketball. For the 06-07 campaign. The final night of home basketball. The Hawks working around the perimeter. Pretty high-paced game so far, Mr. Barlow. You ever play basketball?
A little bit in high school.
All right, then. So that was just within the last 15 or 20 years, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, 14:53 to go. As the Penguins now on offense. Down low, Falconer on the post. Johnson, three ball on the way. No, he missed it short. Hauled down by Hartman. Hartman pulls it down, 14:40 to go. As the Hawks now transition down to the other end. Here's Hartman, three ball. Uh-oh. J-Wo, that was nothing but swish.
Oh, man, you don't see a whole lot of big ones, big 3 points out of those big fellas down there. He's down there covering Falconer right now.
11 up, fans. Four aces, as J-Wo likes to say. 1-1-1-1 on the overhead. 22 Penguins have the ball with 19 on the shot. Fahey goes three ball from 29. A little bit short. Boy, that was ill-advised. A little too deep. 14:10 to go. And out on the right side, does Mechanics Bank have a branch here in San Rafael?
We do. We're at 904 4th Street.
904 4th. I was thinking it was something like that.
Here almost 10 years.
Okay. The 14 minutes to go, fans are just inside now the alley-oop, but it was a little bit too much alley, not enough oop there. What position did you play, Mr. Barlow, when you were doing it in high school?
I'd say small forward.
All right. Small forward. This is Stephen, what was it, Imwell?
Imrie,
excuse me. Barlow, what are you in there, about 6'2", 6'7"?
Yeah.
Something, okay.
6'2".
You know, we might get you on the radio broadcast team as far as basketball. We play against a math club on occasion. Here goes Hartman. No, he missed that one a little bit short from three ball land, and the follow-up is buried by Josh Dozier. Dozier out of Richmond, California, which is, of course, where the Mechanics Bank started things. Down there at 9th and McDonald. What year was that, 46?
1905.
1905. Good heavens, I was way off. And here goes Fahey for three. He's just outside. No, he missed two in a row. That's not like Fahey. As Hartman comes down with it, it's going to be Hawks ball. 13-11. The Penguins are trailing. So let's say somebody wants to go into the branch at 904. Was it 904 4th? In San Rafael to open up an account with Mechanics Bank. What would they do?
We'd make it really simple for them. We'd give them online banking, ATM access anywhere in the world for free.
Wait a minute. Online banking for free?
Online banking for free.
Let me write this down. Make a note of this, J-Wo.
ATM access anywhere in the world for free.
Now, what branch do you work out of?
I work at the headquarters in Richmond.
All right.
On Hilltop Drive.
Hilltop Drive, fans. Don't forget it. Now the Hawks with an off-ball foul against Marshall Hartman, the 6'7" senior. He's out of Portland, Oregon, with 13:07 to go. The Penguins trailing now for the first time tonight by two, 13-11. The Penguins are getting ready to sub back in now. Kevin Kruger, the 6'2" sophomore. He's out of San Lorenzo Valley. That's not too far from Richmond.
That's right.
All right. Very good. So the food and everything was good? Did they have some entertainment in there?
It's great. No, not like this.
We had the band doing the national anthem. That was really something.
It was great.
Hartman on the line. Hartman misses the first one. It's tipped out all the way between the circles now. We're at 13 minutes to go. in the first half of this CalPAC doubleheader. The Lady Penguins snuck past the Lady Hawks tonight. J-Wo, about the most exciting game we've seen this season. The Penguins are not scheduled to win that game, but they sure did in fine style. It's Hartman with a turnaround fadeaway from the left elbow, and he gets the deuce. 15-11 inbounds Penguins. The Penguins are attacking the southern hoop, bringing it in from the long side now. No backcourt pressure. 12:38 to go. Johnson, he drifts over right side. Johnson has it stolen away, and the Hawks with another steal. And the foul is against, oh, it's going to be against Johnson after he had it stolen away. So, Mr. Hartman, you, or Mr. Barlow, you played in high school. What high school was that? Is that California?
That was Stevenson in Pebble Beach. A little private high school.
Oh, sure. Stevenson, let's see. Stevenson, they have a golf school there.
They do. That's why I went there.
Okay. Now, did you go down for the AT&T last week?
I did. I watched it on TV.
Okay. Yeah, it's really better. But you've probably been there in the past.
Many times.
Yeah. I've been down a lot of times myself, and really the best place to watch a golf tournament is at home.
Right.
But it's kind of fun to see the celebs out there at the old Crosby. 12:33 to go. Our guest, Stephen Barlow from the Mechanics Bank. Well, I'm glad to see you had a good time tonight.
Thank you very much. Your employees, your students, and your staff are welcome at our branch at 904 4th, and we'll take care of you.
All right. That is Stephen Barlow, fans, the Executive Vice President at the Mechanics Bank. Chief Operating Officer, too, I might mention. Jay Wolf, if you ever want to have your own bank account here in San Rafael, 904 4th Street at the Mechanics Bank. All right, very good. Appreciate your time. 12:33 to go after the timeout, fans. That's don't worry. We're not missing any action. 12:33 to go.
Plenty of fans still here showing up.
Want to be sure that those guests hit that red, okay? 12:33, Jay Wolf. Work at the controls tonight. The freshman broadcasting sensation, communications major. By the way, fans, tonight's broadcast brought to you by the communications department here at DU under the direction of Melba Beals. And on the line is Josh Dozier. Dozier cans the first one. And it's now 16-11 in favor of the Hawks with 12:33 to go. The clock doesn't roll. There is Dozier. Dozier will go to the line for the second one now. Dozier on the way. Very good. Get a business card. 12:29 to go, fans. The clock rolls after Dozier cans in second. 17-11 Penguins on offense. Here goes Johnson. He flips it off now to Ari Avantash. Avantash around the left side with a jumper. Avantash with the runner, yes! Coming up on 12 minutes, 17-13. Over to the left side now. The Hawks have it. Here's Alex Heumann. He's out of Juneau, Alaska, 6'2".
Pretty good, yeah.
And we're inside at 12 now. And the big runner now. Oh, boy, that one's outside the mark by Heumann. Heumann doesn't want to do it. He misses it left side. Down with it. Pat Fahey, good old number 44 over there to Nate Rogoff. Rogoff with a big screen from Fahey. Nothing. Rogoff passes it off to Ari, who's going to drift back between the circles. Ari, top of the key. Over to Michael Johnson. Johnson on the right wing. Johnson thinking about it. Fahey screens out two Hawks. Now Fahey. Now he flips it back over to Michael Johnson. Left side. Nate Rogoff drives in. Flips it back outside. Penguins on the way. No. Missed it. Left side. As the jumper by Kruger does not go. Inside of 11.5. 4-point game. Uh-oh. Make it 7. Nope. Just 6. I thought that was a 3-ball. But that one was canned pretty nicely by Troy Cotton. Cotton out of Las Vegas. He's in 6'3" junior. Cotton back in the Conlin Center. The veteran Cotton's been here before, and he canned that one very smoothly. Over to Fahey now. Fahey between the circles. He's being guarded. Fahey at 6'7" is being guarded by the 5'9" Julius Kumlaut. And Kumlaut doing a good job there. He forced Fahey to cough up the ball. Now Nate Rogoff with 11 on the shot clock. Driving in now Arvey. Now outside. Fahey thinks about it. Johnson's got it. Uh-oh, a whistle. And we'll find out who the foul is against, but now it's my opportunity and my pleasure to recognize our next guest. This is Frank Zadek. Hey, Frank, it's nice to meet you. Frank is from Office Desk. Is that right, Frank?
Yes, thank you very much. How are you?
It's great to have you here. How was that? How was the reception over there? The food and everything okay?
Oh, it was fantastic. Great food. I heard we had pizza last year. We had a lot better than that tonight.
Is that right? Well, it is Field of Dreams night tonight, fans. And Frank Zadek is our guest now as the clock rolls again. Next time there's a slowdown, we're going to find out a little more about Frank and his operation over there at Office Desk. Appreciate you being here, by the way. It's great to have you on the air. Left side, Ari. Here's Johnson. Johnson has it stripped away. He couldn't hold on to the pass from Ivintosh. Right side now Hartman. Out to the left side, Owen. It's tipped out by Johnson. So where are you guys located there at Office Desk?
We're headquartered out of Novato, just up the way. And we cover a very large territory from San Jose to Sacramento and everything in between.
And you are, what do you do for the company?
I'm one of the founders, so I kind of make sure that everything's running smoothly and try to recruit new business.
Now, if I wanted to look you guys up online, it says here I could find you at 3ws.4officedesk.com. Is that right?
That is right.
Okay. Can I order stuff online if I want?
Yeah, you can get everything you need for the whole office there online on next day delivery.
All right, Mr. Zadek, hang in one more second with us. Coming up on 10 minutes, fans. Penguins on offense, 19-13, Hawks on top. Right side now as Alistair Flack has it. Flack's come in on the... Since the last series, Flack got stuck out there between the circles, but Johnson came to help him. 19-13, the Penguins trailing tonight. They led for the first few minutes. We are in the first half. Uh-oh, Fahey with a big-time rejection committed against him by one of the Hawks as they bring it across. Now they slow it down. That rejection there, J-Wo, was... that was Cotton, the veteran now. Julius Kumlaut has it between the circles. We're going to have more with Frank Zadek here in just a second. In the meantime, you can still listen to the broadcast and on your computer, fans, and you can go check out the numeral 4officedesk.com if you want to find out about Mr. Zadek. And a foul has been committed as Holy Names 33. That's Jonathan Kargus. He goes up, the 6'5" sophomore out of San Diego. Now, is your picture online?
No, it isn't.
All right. Can people email you there if they want to talk about what a wonderful performance you had tonight on D
yes,
Radio?
Certainly they can. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
That's Z-E-D-E-C. No, K. Oh, the first one's rattled home now by Troy Cotton. Cotton with a nice arc there, J-Wo, huh?
Oh, yeah. Nice and easy from the free-throw line. We know he's been there before.
9:20 to go in the first half. The Penguins down by 7 as Troy Cotton goes back to the line. Our guest is Frank Zadek from 4officedesk.com. One of the founders of Office Desk up there in Novato. And the second one's canned. It looks like Fahey's going to bring it in. And Alistair Flack and Michael Johnson in the backcourt. Shout out to Johnson's parents. I know they're listening tonight, J-Will, as usual. 21-13, Penguins down by 7. No,
that's
more than 7. 7 plus, 9:06 to go. Here's the jumper by Ari. Oh, he missed it right. And it's hauled down by Aaron Cano. Cano out of Mililani, Hawaii. That's right there in the middle of the island on Oahu. 5'10" sophomore. And they fling it indoors, the Hawks. Nothing doing. Outdoors, Hawks work the perimeter. Left side. Oh, Alistair Flack with some massive defense. Does not like the Hawks indoors. And it's thrown all the way out. And it looks like it went into the head trainer, Jesse Mazza. Hey, Mr. Zadek, you ever play basketball?
Oh, yeah. A little pickup game here and there. Never played in college or anything, but love to watch it.
All right. You know, J-Wo here and I are looking for recruits for the broadcast basketball team. You interested?
I'm in.
We take on the math department once or twice a year, but that's about as tough as it gets.
I can handle that.
All right. What position you play?
Bench warmer.
You might be our center.
Okay.
If you have any experience whatsoever.
Not a problem.
Okay, very good. Frank Zadek. So it's 4officedesk.com. Now tonight is Field of Dreams night. What did they talk to you about there in the multipurpose room?
Your new field that's being built over there, that new multipurpose field that looks gorgeous, is going to be quite the field when it's done.
Yeah, obviously they must have rolled out the plans for you.
Yeah, they showed us a rendering of it.
Oh, man. You know, it wasn't that long ago the Collins Center wasn't here. This was just an old muddy field when I started as a student here.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. 7 years old. It looks
yeah,
brand
that's
right.
new. I remember opening night. I was here. It was great. And the first bucket ever scored at the Collins Center was by the Penguins. I'll have you know I was here for that. 21-13, the Penguins on top. Frank Zadek is our guest alongside me, J-Wo, Stuart Horn with you, radio.dominican.edu. Tapped out by Names. Penguins hang on to it as Johnson pulled a 360 move there. We're inside of 8.5. Fahey's going to bring it in. Midcourt, Fahey. Fahey throws it indoors. Now the Penguins have it. Over to the right side, Alistair Flack with a bullet. Fahey back under the hoop. Oh, man, the Penguins cannot score. Fahey with an air ball. And, hey, Frank, when you're on the broadcast basketball team, I don't want to see any of that now. No air balls.
No problem.
Okay. the math team's not as tough as the Hawks, though. Coming up on 8 minutes, fans. 21-13, a scoring drought. Ari Ivintosh, big-time defense. Outside now. Hawks on the way for three. Uh-oh. That was a very large three out of Sean Palmer, the senior out of Newport, Oregon. He's 6'4". Across the middle now, Alistair Flack. He brings it over. Here's Johnson. Oh, Johnson just slams in to one of the Hawks in between the circles. Hawks had come set. Here's Alistair. Puts it around. Alistair Flack, number three. Over to the right side now, Ari Ivintosh. He drifts around, picks up a screen from Fahey. Now Ari. Back over to Johnson, thinks three ball. Ari Ivintosh thinks three, nothing. Six on the shot. Ari gets, he's looking for, he's got trouble. Three, two, here's a jumper by Johnson. Oh!
Yeah!
Johnson with a big three ball!
We needed that.
24-16, you're right.
Oh, you tell him, Frank.
7:07 to go, you're not kidding. Man, oh man, what a night of basketball it's been as the Penguin women barely held on in a big one against the Lady Hawks tonight, but they did. Under head coach Brett Mitchell, and now something happened. There's a whistle, and the foul is committed by the Penguins' number 31, Kevin Krueger, the 6'2" sophomore out of San Lorenzo Valley. So it looks like one of the Hawks, I think, is going to go to the line. Well, Mr. Zadek, so do you have a walk-in place that people can go and get all their office supplies?
Yeah, we're up in Novato, and you can come in if you'd like, but we really designed this whole website to be, obviously online shopping. And that's where everybody seems to be going, and we're happy to oblige.
All right. What about toner and stuff like that?
Absolutely. That's where we cut our teeth. Toner and ink. Van Zeebo brand, 100% guaranteed.
You got that, fans. You can get there by www.4officedesk.
That's the number 4.
That's right. The numeral 4officedesk.com. And one of the founders, Frank Zadek, is in the house. And that is, again, www.4officedesk.com, the numeral 4, 6:49 to go. Fans, the clock rolls. The Penguins are down by 10. And we are in the first half of this second game. Now there's a jumper by Ari Ivintosh. A very nice deuce from out there on the right elbow. 6.5 to go, 26-18. The Penguins trying to close. And we just got a minute or so more with Mr. Zadek. I have a couple of other very important questions for him before we let him go and continuing to join. Enjoy the festivities here at the Collins Center. Very packed house tonight. Looks like about 800 Penguin fans in the house, about 500 Hawks fans. The Hawks have really brought a lot of them. And now a foul has been called against the Penguins. Wait a minute. That was against Troy Cotton. I thought it was against the Penguins. Whew. Okay, we'll take it. Fahey, midcourt. Fahey's going to bring it in. And he does so. Krueger. Between the circles, Fahey. Right side, Fahey thinking three. He drifts in. 360, Fahey gets stuffed again. Man, that does not happen very often. Fahey tips it out. Ari Ivintosh with a save. Between the circles, Alistair. Krueger. Right side, Johnson. Thinks three ball. 6 minutes exactly. 19 on the shot. Okay, now the Penguins are going to slow things down. Here's Alistair. He gets it over to Michael Johnson. Johnson way out there too far. Thinking about it, three ball. Krueger doesn't want to do it. Here goes Alistair. Three. Oh, very short. And now it's hauled down by the Hawks. That's a nice defensive rebound by Dozier. Dozier, the veteran. Now they flip it back to Dozier, who's got the left leg all bandaged up there. It's not really a cast. It's sort of just a softy. The missed up and under by the Hawks. Penguins down with it. Boy, that was a gift. 5.5. 26-18. Boy, the Penguins with some nice D there to haul that thing down. Alistair McKenzie now pulling on the jersey, indicating the play. Left side, Ari. Three ball. Oh, Ivintosh!
That was a beauty.
Penguins down by 5 now. They just cut the lead in half, 26-21.
I think they're waking up now.
Coming up on 5 minutes. Good call there, Mr. Zadek. 5:05. Yeah, anytime you want to get in on the color, we love it.
Intensity all night long.
You probably have more basketball experience than any of us. Oh, Ari stole it away there for a second, and then a quick whistle. Although, my partner here, J-Wo, he did play a little basketball in grade school. That's about the last time I played. I think it was 6th grade. Inside of 5 minutes, fans. 26-21 going to the line, the Hawks. Okay, so the idea here is you go online, you can establish probably a corporate account or a personal account.
Exactly. You can use your credit card or you can set up a term and then you'll have net terms with us.
Jay, well, how does it get any easier than that?
I can
it can't be, because you probably UPS it the next day.
Actually, we hand-deliver everything. So it shows up in our warehouse. We hand-deliver it the very next morning.
He one-upped me. I was trying to figure out how it could get easier, and he just made it easier. And the second one does go down by the Hawks, Troy Cotton. All right, Mr. Zadek, thank you very much for your appearance tonight. Good job. Anything else you have for our listeners?
No, we just want them to get to www.4officedesk.com or call 800-711-5273. Thank you.
The founder of 4 Office Desk, of the Office Desk, 4officedesk.com, Frank Zadek, our guest. Thank you very much. Here's a 3-ball by, Pat Fahey with a tray ball to answer the Hawks. 4.5, 28-24. Good appearance there by Mr. Zadek, huh, Joel?
Oh, man, he could take over color commentary for me anyway.
Yeah, you're too humble. 4:19 to go. The clock rolls. The Penguins within 4. 28-24. And the Hawks have the ball now. Baseline. The Penguins are not letting him in. Here goes the 3-ball by the Hawks. Uh-oh, very short. Hauled down by Johnson. Good job there, Mike. Across the middle is Ari Ivintosh. 4 minutes exactly. Penguins on offense. They're attacking the southern hoop. Michael Johnson now gets it outside to Ari. Here's Alistair Flack, 17 on the shot. Alistair, 360. Outside 3-ball. Johnson on the way. Yes! All right. 3.5 to go, and the Penguins are within 1 now, 28-27. And a timeout has been called by the Hawks. Julius Kumlaut called that one. With 3:33 to go, and the Penguins now trail only by 1 point, which is, well, that's large. The Penguins were down by 10 just a second ago. And, J-Well, our next guest is in place. This is Gene Nelson, isn't that right?
That's right, Stuart.
All right, it's nice to hear from you, Miss Nelson. And you're a DU alum, I hear.
I am.
A Penguin.
Class of 72. I'm a Penguin. I'm wearing my socks.
Class of 72.
That's right.
Class of 01.
Good.
Class of 2010.
There you go.
Or 010, as we like to say. That'll be J-Wo. That's going to be a tough day around here, the radio station, when J-Wo graduates. Now, when you graduated from Dominican, was Forest Meadows Amphitheater there?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so you walked across the stage?
Oh, we walked across the stage.
1972.
Yeah.
Gene Nelson. Now, are you representing a company with us tonight? You're here as a potential sponsor for Field of Dreams.
Well, yes, I'm here to hear about that. I'm also a representative from the Campus Ministry Advisory Board. And
that's where I've read your name.
Yes,
okay.
I know it's been there. I've been a board member 2 years ago, but you probably didn't catch that.
Well, no. I graduated in 01 here, and I've been with the play-by-play, and now I teach here at Dominican, so I've been here the
good
whole time.
Good
I know
you.
That I've read your name in the torch.
Yeah, I've been around.
See? Okay. Here, we're back underway. We'll have more with Gene Nelson, the 1972 alum. She'll be back on the air hanging out with us. With J-Well and I on radio.dominican.edu for a little more time. We're coming up on 3 minutes in the first half. Now, you remember the old gym, isn't that right, Ms. Nelson?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Boy.
They called it the barn.
They called it the barn. And
yep.
It's nothing like this.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. The Collins Center still looks brand new, doesn't it?
Oh, they've been doing a good job with the center, yes, indeed.
Good call. 3:09 to go as the Penguins tipped it out of bounds. It's a massive defense. Kumlaut to bring it back in. 28-27. Penguins trailing. And the shot clock buzzer goes off, but the ball had already gone off. The Hawks managed to at least get the shot off, but they didn't get it in. We're inside of 3 minutes now. Alistair Flack across the middle. Flack drives in left side. He's against Kumlaut. Here is Ari Ivintosh over to Michael Johnson on the right wing. Johnson way out there, too far, doesn't want to take the three. Thinking about Alistair between the circles. Left side now goes between the legs. Alistair now over to Michael Johnson. Johnson on the right wing calling out traffic. Now Kruger. Now left side. Here's 8 seconds on the shot clock. Johnson thinking about it. Johnson with the head fake. Drives in the paint. Then runner. Oh, he missed it deep. And it's hauled down by the Hawks with 2.5. The Penguins on defense are trailing by 1. It was as many as 10 just a couple minutes ago. Now, were you here for the start of the game, Ms. Johnson?
Ms. Nelson.
Nelson. I'm sorry. Michael Johnson is the guy I was looking at on the floor. Ms. Nelson.
Actually, I was a little bit late because I was having a great conversation with one of your seniors. So, yeah.
It is senior night, after all.
Yeah, it is senior night. Now the referees have called a timeout. As the only senior basketball player on the floor, well, he's not on the floor now, that's Tommy Sondgrath. That's one of J-Wo's favorite players. And it's his final night of collegiate play here at the Collins Center. Now, did you play any Dominican? In 72, it was all women still, right?
When we graduated, it was not. We turned co-ed in the undergraduate division while I was still as an undergraduate.
Now, were we the Penguins, though? That's a tough one, J-Wo. Here's
that
a trivia question.
One.
What was the Penguins' mascot before we were the Penguins?
I don't think we were a mascot.
On the way. Oh, and Kruger with a big-time three ball for the Penguins. And Kruger ties it up inside of 2 minutes. 30-30 fans in the first half. 1:45 to go. We were the Hounds. And they and out
oh,
in the
right,
lobby.
Okay. Yeah,
uh-oh.
We never went by that.
Though. Kumlaut with a jumper. Well, you know what? I'm glad to hear that from somebody who was here to experience it. The Penguins is just
the Penguins was great. I remember when that started because I was working here at the college then, shortly after I graduated, and I remember when Abby Newton, who was student body president then, she's now a Dominican sister, was behind the Penguins' name, and it was great fun to see that come across the board.
Man, this is great having somebody who was here in 72,
oh
J-Wo, to talk
so
about
long ago.
To talk about our beloved Dominican
seems
and the
like
changes.
Seems like yesterday, Stuart.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It sounds like you had a great experience at DU.
Had a great, wonderful experience. You know, our class was so special that we're coming up on our 35th anniversary, but every year a group of us have gotten together for a long weekend just to celebrate being together, and it's the Dominican experience.
You see there, J-Wo, you are doing very well by starting your college life here at DU. I feel exactly the same way as Ari Avintosh on the line was fouled, and he cans the first freebie. Gene Nelson alongside, 72 alum. Always a Dominican. The Penguins at 32. The Hawks at 32. We're coming up on 1 minute.
Tie game. Let's go. Let's go, Penguins.
Hey, pipe in there anytime you want. We love that. Now the Hawks on offense. The Hawks work it toward the northern hoop. Here's Kumlaut on the left wing. He's got Alistair Flack, the Melbourne Australian native. Plastered to him.
Right,
Michael Johnson.
Right, here we go.
Johnson with a big steal. 32, 49 seconds. J-Wo over to the right side. Now here is Alistair. Calling out the play. Flack with a great steal there.
Come beautiful on, get it in there, get it in there.
Right here by the Penguins, giving them more opportunities.
And that one came off of the feet of Ari Avintosh, and the Penguins threw it away. Now Coach Jones yells out at Kumlaut, who brings it across the timeline. Kumlaut now wipes the sweat off the forehead with his jersey. 20 on the shot clock, 23 overhead. Kumlaut's just going to stand in the corner and kill some clock. They want to get the last shot off. Kumlaut has been an absolute Penguin killer over the years. 13 seconds. Not on the shot. Kumlaut now holds up the left thumb, indicating the play. Gene Nelson alongside, calling color along with J-Wo.
Okay,
here's
on,
Kumlaut,
on,
left side. Oh!
No.
4.3 seconds to go.
No.
Kumlaut scores the deuce, and he'll go to the line for the three-point play.
Absolutely. Lots of intensity out coming off of that. Kumlaut knew he had to score on that one.
34-32. 2010. Graduate, that'll be J-Wo. He's alongside, as usual, my lovable color commentary guy. And 1972 graduate Gene Nelson, she's alongside here in the opulent broadcasting area, high atop center court, looking down on center court, as usual, 4.3 seconds. Julius Kumlaut, the senior, on the way, and it's a three-point play as Michael Johnson went flying into the key there. 4.3 seconds. Can the Penguins get one more score off? They could tie it.
Come on, let's
oh, there's
make
a big
happen.
Bullet. Length of the court. Here's
yes.
Ari. Oh!
He made it! Yes! Yes!
Avintosh. Oh, Avintosh with a steal. Oh, Avintosh with an unlikely deuce after Michael Fahey or Pat Fahey threw it the length of the court. And I think that Ari might get a chance to tie it with 1.1 second. No, it's going to be Hawks ball. Man, what a play there, J-Wo, on that layup.
I was about to call that a touchdown pass. Ari Avintosh.
I got two of the three back, so let's see what happens.
That's right. That is huge. I can't believe Avintosh converted there. What a play that was. Now they have a quick timeout. They're going to put 1 second back on the clock at the scores table at Media Row. And Ari will be in the backcourt. 1 second. So I don't think Names has much of a chance, but it has happened. Clock rolls. Kumlaut, half-court shot, not even close to the Penguin cheerleader. So at the end of the first half, 35-34, as the Penguins and the Hawks head back to the locker room. J-Wo, what an intense first half.
Oh, you said it right there, all in that one word, intensity, all the way throughout, fans included.
And oh, we man. Also have our guest, J-Wo, our third guest of the night. This is Gene Nelson, 1972 DU graduate. She did walk across the stage in Forest Meadows, just like
absolutely.
I did.
Absolutely.
29 years later, just like I did, J-Wo. And you get the handshake with the president.
That's all. Right. That's handshake always the been. President. That's right.
I like that. And then they hand you the empty. It looks like your diploma, but really it's empty because they send it later.
No, I think we got the real thing.
Is that right?
I think
that's
so.
That's a high school thing,
yeah.
Stu.
Yeah, oh. That's
no,
right.
No.
That's right. That
I
is
only,
a high school.
I got the phony. 35-34.
We're smaller back then. Maybe that was
now, how many in your graduating class? Because this year it'll be about 350.
Oh, I think we were close to half of that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
1972. Boy, this is great.
Yeah.
So, anything else you'd like to contribute to this broadcast before J-Wo and I take our halftime break?
Oh, golly. Well, you know, Dominica's a special place. I hope that everybody else can feel that, too. And just want to say to anybody out there, come to Reunion. It's a special time, whether it's your anniversary year or not. Just get to see some of the other classmates you haven't seen for a while. And if you have anything else, support Campus Ministry. We're really... going places on that.
Well, how do they contact Campus Ministry if they wanted to?
Okay, you can go through the Dominican website. That is...
It's Dominican.edu.
Right, okay, yeah. So I really appreciate the time to be with you, Stuart. It's been
a lot of fun. Oh, this is great. I just love the hearing about how Dominican was back in the day. I was born here at Marin General, so Dominican's always been in my periphery. I was sad when the old convent went up in flames.
Oh, yeah.
The new one's beautiful, but boy, that old one had a lot of nice character. It was beautiful. And a lot of big changes around here. Now, what was right here, the side of the Conlon Center back then? Was it just a parking lot or old mud
no,
pit?
No, parking lot. No, it was just raw land.
Yeah.
Raw land, yeah.
Yeah, I remember when they were building this place, no one could believe it was going to come out as beautiful as it is. And if you think of any other little trivia, I love to hear stuff about Dominican, my beloved alma mater. Someday, J-Wo here is going to be able to say the same thing. 35-34 fans, Gene Nelson, class of 72, our third guest. Also want to be sure to say thank you for their appearance to Stephen Barlow from the Mechanics Bank and, of course, Frank Zadek from Office Desk. And Gene Nelson is in the house, class of 72. J-Wo and I will be back with the statistics. We may even have more guests in between now and then, J-Wo. And you are listening to CalPAC Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
Go Penguins.
We're back, fans, radio.dominican.edu. A lot of fun and frivolity going on here. The Conlon Center, about 10.5 minutes to go until we get to the second half of this huge rivalry as the Penguins are playing against the Hawks from Holy Names out of Oakland Holy Names University. Bobby Hernandez is our next guest, fans, on radio.dominican.edu, and you probably know Bobby. He's the owner of Puentes Taqueria down there at Montecito Center. And let's see, I was there for your first year anniversary, your fifth year anniversary. And did I get a shirt on your 10th year anniversary?
I only had two of them, 5 and 10.
5 and 10, okay. I knew I got I must have picked up 30 T-shirts from you over the years. Because every 20 visits, you got a T-shirt or your picture?
No, it's every 10.
Okay. Well, I almost got it right because I know if you go into Puentes Taqueria, you can see my picture all over the place. I've been in there so many times. I'm going to say that I personally have visited Puentes Taqueria 200 times.
And you're personally putting my kids to college.
Hey, you know who I saw in there, J-Wo? I was standing in line one day, and I heard a guy behind me at Puentes Taqueria ordering. And I looked, turned around, it was Carlos Santana.
Oh, yeah, he comes there all the time.
He's a regular down there at Puentes Taqueria, right there at the Montecito Plaza.
He loves them quesadillas, like the carnitas.
Is that right?
His wife goes there all the time.
Is that right? The inside line on Carlos Santana, ladies and gentlemen. So you were here for Field of Dreams night, right? And you're one of the. Are you going to be one of the sponsors of the field? Is that why you're here?
No, I'm be the one providing all the food they need.
Oh, well, hey, that's pretty good. I assume that the broadcasters will be on that list, no doubt.
Yeah, of course.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, for especially the broadcasters, been there 200 times. I mean,
and their families, right?
That's right. You know, one year I had so many Puentes Taqueria shirts from visiting. That's what I gave to all my family on Christmas. And you know what? They were very appreciative.
We're here to help.
And Bobby's down there. The whole family works there. The family operation. His two sons work there. And his wife, what's her name?
Mila.
Mila. Bobby Hernandez, our guest here from Puentes Taqueria. And Zacatecas. is where the is it, now is that where your family's from?
My wife's from there.
Okay.
I was born and raised in San Francisco.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys make your own? You guys make everything there.
Everything there, 6 days a week. We close on Sundays.
Now, why do you close on Sunday? Got to have some time with your family,
that's
I guess.
Right. Got to have some time with your family and praying.
Everybody's working there.
Yep.
There's been a lot of times I've come by on a Sunday really wishing you were open. But a lot of times I come by on a Saturday.
You mean Sunday. Just double up on Saturday.
There you go. My niece has come to visit from Colorado. Every year they say, from the airport, the first thing they want to do, tacos y burritos. He's got the sign out there on San Pedro Road, Bobby Hernandez. So tell us about the reception tonight.
Oh, it was really nice.
Is that right? They have nice food?
And oh, yeah.
What about the presentation?
It was good. They didn't have any burritos, but it was good.
Oh, so you didn't do the food tonight?
No.
But
I'm the free coupon man.
Oh, okay. But you will. Oh, that's right. I saw that if either team scores 100 points or more, you get a free burrito and a drink at your place.
Combined. Right. So you still have time to come down here and get yourself a coupon and get a free burrito.
Oh, hey, J-Wo, make note to cut me out that, thank you, to cut me out that coupon. Fuentes Taqueria fans at the Montecito Plaza. Bobby Hernandez, the owner, on hand with us. Boy, there's just so many people at the Conlon Center tonight. Bobby, you ever been to a Penguin game before?
Actually, it's the first time I've been here.
Did you play basketball?
No.
Ever?
No.
Okay.
I was a track guy.
You're a track guy. Okay.
Yeah, long cross country.
Yeah. Now, what did you run, the 440?
440 and the 80.
Was that in high school? Where was that? Oh,
Balboa.
San Francisco.
Balboa
High.
Buccaneer.
All right. Oh, boy. Doing a free throw, or they're doing a half-court thing. And if anybody makes it, they get to drive Dr. Fink's car for the weekend. J-Wo, we ought to get you out there and see if you can one. Nobody's even come close yet.
Well, a couple players have come close. But
Bobby, you might have to get out there and give it a try.
No. I don't think the board can hold me. I'm too heavy.
All right.
All those burritos.
Yeah, so it's a combined 100 points. So in the first game, they satisfied that. So
that's right.
Anybody with a – man, that's a lot of free burritos.
Yeah, come on down here. There's still time. Get a coupon.
Wow, Marcus Williams is – oh, he almost scored one there. Marcus Williams, one of the greatest Penguins in DU history right there. And now, oh, here goes Brandon Quick. Another goal. Great Penguin, but, boy, those guys haven't played in a couple years. Oh, that one hit the rim. I don't know who that was. About 5 minutes to go. So, Bobby, anything you want to tell our fans besides come down any time between, what are your hours, 9 to 9?
No, from 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday.
10 to 9. When we get out of here early, sometimes I run by at the last second just as you guys are closing up.
Hey, you can call ahead before 9.
Oh. Now you hear that, J-Wo?
And the ladies are there really nice.
Now, you guys also have Puentes.com. I've been on your website.
Yeah, Puentes.com.
Fans, you can look at that right now. Don't you get a free Coke or something if you go to Puentes.com?
Yeah, Pepsi.
Man, you guys are giving away the house tonight.
And we also do catering.
Is that right? What's the phone number down there?
It's 415.
Yep.
721-7992.
J-Wo, did you get that?
Oh, it sounds like
415.
I'm off to putting my cell phone right now.
What's the number? One more time, Bobby.
415-721-7992.
And go down there, and you'll see Bobby Hernandez. He's there all the time.
And all you have to do is just say that you heard me.
Yeah.
Come down there, and if I'm there, I'll buy you dinner.
Is that right?
Yeah.
J-Wo, pull out the pen. And you'll recognize Bobby. He's the guy who looks like he runs track, still does. No, he has no gray hair, and he looks like a track runner, just like I do. All right, Bobby.
I got with a little Kager on him, you know. I don't have a six-pack.
Hey, we don't even
Kagers are better than Kagers. Kagers are better than six-pack.
He goes with a Kager instead of the sixer. Yeah, all right, we got you. 3:48 to go before the second half. All right, Bobby.
All right,
from the Montecito Plaza, Bobby Hernandez from Puentes Taqueria. You can find him at Puentes.com. All right.
Thank you.
Nice to have you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. All right. Just about 1 minute to go, fans. Just 1 minute left. As the Penguins and the Hawks are getting things going on radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins trailing only by 1 point, 35-34, and the clock is rolling toward the second half. Man, what a night it is tonight, J-Wo.
Oh, beautiful.
Hey,
nine basketball.
This is going to be great as we get the second half underway. We have John Capel in the house. This is Dr. Capel, by the way.
Whoa.
And he is he's a chairman of the Field of Dreams campaign here at Dominican University of California. It's great to have you on. You're kind of wrapping up our guest list tonight, Mr. Capel.
Well, it's great to be here. This is the great indoor facility, and what we're talking about is an outdoor facility all year round, rain or shine, soccer, lacrosse, volleyball, you name it.
You hear that, Jay Will? Man, this guy is selling, and he is good. Dr. John Capel with us, the chairman, the Dream Team co-captain, with 20 minutes on the overhead, 35-34. I hope you can stay with us a few minutes, Dr. Capel.
You bet.
Okay, great. You used to be a professor here, I hear.
Yes, indeed.
What'd you teach?
Business and life.
Very good. Inside at 20 now. The clock rolls. Second half action. Penguins trailing by one. They are now attacking the northern hoop, and right now Julius Kumlat has the ball as the Hawks go after that southern hoop. The jumper goes up. Pat Fahey with a stuff and the rejection. And the Penguins pick it up. Boy, that was a nice air ball after Fahey got a finger on it. 19 and a half to go. And how was the reception, Doctor?
Good reception.
Is that right?
And we hope, looks like it's going to be every bit as good a game.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. When the Penguins and the Hawks get together, it's crazy. Here's Falconer. Now over to the graduating senior, Tommy Sondgroth. 19. We're 45 seconds into the second half. Here's Michael Johnson. Johnson outside. 5-4 on the shot. Here goes Tommy. Left side of the jumper. Tommy, oh, too deep. And it's hauled down by the Hawks. Josh Dozier. 19 minutes to go, fans, in the second half. Here comes Julius Kumlaut. The senior Kumlaut very slowly across the timeline inside of 19 minutes. Penguins down by one. No scoring yet in the second half. Stuart Horn, Jay Woe, and Dr. John Capel with you live worldwide on the DU Radio Network. Here's a jumper up and under by Marshall Hartman. Good for two. The Penguins trail by three. Across the middle now is Nate Rogoff. He brings it across the circle. Now here goes Michael Falconer, the Australian, over to Nate. Nate on the right side. He's being guarded by Kumlaut. Here goes Fahey for two from outside. Fahey just inside the arc. Fahey with a deuce, and he gets a fist pump of approval by Dr. Capel. And one from J-Wo as well, 37-36. The Penguins trail. Second half action. Second half of the second game of this CalPAC doubleheader tonight. The Black Hole is in the house, and they've got the face painted, and the Penguins with a big rejection. Fahey with another one. Oh, the Hawks with a shot on goal. Nothing. And finally, third shot on goal by Nick Stevens, a senior out of San Diego. He's at 6'5". He gets that one to go off the window. 39-36. The Penguins now on offense. Here's Tommy. Top of the key now, Johnson. Here's Nate, right side. Now back out to Nate after he passed it indoors to Michael Falconer. Three ball by Nate. 39 up. 17 and a half to go. Hey, did you play any basketball when you were here? Oh, no, you were a teacher. You didn't go to school here.
I played basketball one game when I was 40 years old. I needed the faculty to fill out the team.
How many points you score? 20 or more?
At least two.
Here's a turnaround jumper. Uh-oh, and the Penguins allow Marshall Hartman to score another one. Hey, you know, we need a center, J-Wo, on the broadcast basketball team, and I think Mr. Campbell's about the tallest guy we've had.
He'll be perfect.
You know what? You've just been recruited. 17 minutes to go, fans, in the second half. The Penguins trail by 241-39. Kumlaut. Here's a jumper for three. Hawks missed it. Tipped out Fahey. Oh, jumping out was Michael Johnson. He tried to get the timeout, but they did not grant it to him, J-Wo, with 16:55.
That was Josh Dozier with the attempted field goal.
Yep, the Penguins had it there for a second, but it's going to be Kumlaut on the short side. Kumlaut right under the hoop. Up and under Dozier. Oh, Fahey with a big-time rejection against Stevens. And there goes Michael Johnson as the Penguins transition. 41 up, 16:44-8. J-Wo, I love it. Here's Kumlaut across the right side. Kumlaut fires it over to the left side. Dozier. Dozier with Tommy Sondgroth on him. 16 and a half. Driving in now. Stevens has it ripped away by Fahey. 41 up. Coach Jones has his palms to the ceiling. Here goes Fahey for three. Oh!
Money shot. Nothing but the back of the
25
rim.
Footer. And Fahey buries the tray ball. 41, 44-41, the Penguins on top for the first time in quite a long time, coming up on 16 minutes.
man, what a clutch three out of Fahey. Fahey's first year with the Penguins, what a tremendous acquisition. Here is number 10. This is Julius Kumlau, the Penguin killer in his sophomore year. Single-handedly delivered the Penguins the only loss and a three ball by the Hawks. No, but the finger roll by Hartman goes back down. Oh, brother, the Penguins let him have that one. 44-43, DU still. The mighty Penguins on top. Man, my voice is almost gone, J-Wo, after the first game, and we still have 15 and a half to go. 44-43. Dr. John Capel, our guest, our final Dream Team night, Dream Team co-captain.
Yes, oh, yes, here's yes.
Whoa. Second two ball by Fahey, but he missed it. He was too deep. Hey, I see Katie Christensen in the house. Katie Christensen, one of the... Oh, easy on our cable there. Now the Penguins have it. And the jumper goes back by Hartman. And now the Penguins trail again, 45-44. J-Well, we almost had somebody triple over our lifeline to the rest of the world. We're inside of 15 minutes.
And it's been hard to stop Hartman down there.
Here's Michael Falconer. Shout out to the Falconer fans down there in Melbourne, Australia. Here's an up and under as Nate Rogoff delivers a bullet to baseline. Michael Johnson, oh, he got hammered. Johnson comes up hobbled.
And Rogoff's been on the money with his passes tonight. Nothing but bullet passes, and for the most part, they've hit their target.
Michael Johnson to the line. Now, Dr. Capel, what years did you teach here?
From 1977 to 1986, way back in the dark ages.
Johnson cans the first one. Holy Name subs in. Troy Cotton in place of Sean Palmer. It looks like Palmer back to the bench. Here's Johnson with his second deep. Tommy Songroth tips it out, but Cotton comes down with it. 14 and a half. Penguins attacking that northern hoop. Now Dr. Capel is the co-captain of the Field of Dreams team. As he mentioned, the synthetic field the Penguins are going to have. What year is that going to be done, 08?
That'll be March of 08.
Uh-oh.
Look for the first ball.
Marshall Hartman just canned him. 18-foot deuce from the right corner. Man, I can't wait to see that field come down. That is going to be something. So you guys rolled out the plans tonight, I heard.
Rolled out the plans. We're getting the funding squared away. It'll be here before you know it.
Fahey three ball!
Fahey on the left wing. He cans another try ball. 48-47.
Didn't mean to cut you off there, Dr. Capel. The Penguins with a big three ball out of one of the Calpats. Best three shooters, Pat Fahey. You know, Pat Fahey was player of the week for all of the NAIA 3 weeks ago, not just in California, nationally. Oh, Julius Kumlau with a beautiful run into the paint with a nice right-handed layup there, 49-48. Penguins down by one, 13.5. Second half, Fahey, three ball on the way. Oh, he missed that one right. That one's hauled down now by Nick Stevens, a veteran. Kumlau across the middle. Kumlau four on one. Kumlau the jumper, missed it right. Fahey tries to come down with it. Michael Falconer down with it.
Speaking of Falconer, there are still two Australian flags in the audience tonight.
Yeah, you see the marsupial up there. The blown up big old marsupial. I wonder if he has a pocket. Here's Nate Fahey inside the paint, drifting. Yo! 360. Spinner Fahey puts the Penguins up by one. 50-49. Radio.dominica.edu, worldwide. We're bringing it everywhere. Dr. Cable, don't get nervous now, but we have listeners right now in Japan and Australia have checked in with us. You are worldwide, my friend.
They should be here. This is one of the better games you're ever going to see.
Whoa. Well, you know what? They are here. Thanks to my lovable sidekick, J-Wo, and falling out of bounds, one of the Hawks, unforced error into the third row of the grandstands. Man, the Penguin side is packed. I see Dr. Freak up there in the grandstands. Always nice to have the president in the house. 12 and a half exactly. Fahey in the backcourt. Inbounds to Rogoff. Rogoff slowly across the middle. Shout out to Nate's folks. Clock's rolling. Coach Brett Tavani is up on his feet, calling out the play. Ari Ivantosh drifts around the left side. Michael Johnson between the circle. Johnson goes between the legs. Now Johnson straight away. Oh, man, he's up against Stevens. He has nowhere to go. Nate, here's a jumper. Kruger on the way. Oh, he missed it short. That wasn't Tommy Songroth. No, it wasn't. That was, yeah, it was Kruger. I had it right all along. And here's Stevens with a jumper inside the paint. Good.
Penguins down by one again, 51-50. Boy, it's just back and forth, back and forth. 11:51 to go, fans. Clock rolls. Penguins now on offense, moving from our left to right. Attacking the northern hoop here at the Collins Center at Dominican University of California. Ari Ivintosh, left wing, way out there with Stevens. Man, Stevens. Oh, brother, Stevens just said no. What a massive rejection that was. That hurt. Here goes Kumlau, 360 jumper. Oh, man, and Kumlau picks up the foul. Are you kidding me? Jay, what would you see there?
It looks like, actually, I was distracted by Kruger getting tangled up with Hartman down on the other end.
Yeah, you're right. Man, these teams, no love lost, 11:28 to go, and it looks like one of the Hawks is going to go to the line. This is Julius Kumlau, the senior. How was your free throw shooting, Dr. Capel? We're going to keep you here. I know you want to go and get some more something to eat, but we want to keep you here. If you don't mind, just another second or two.
Free throw shooting, yeah. I once hit 50 in a row. How's that for good?
Is that true?
That's true.
Holy mackerel. J-Wo, did you hear that? Get that guy's number. All right. Hey, we really appreciate you being here. The ex-professor here at Dominican, Dr. John Capel.
It's great to be here to see these young people doing such great work out on the court.
Hey, we really appreciate your work toward the Field of Dreams. It's going to be absolutely huge. And everybody around campus is buzzing about it. Isn't that right, J-Wo? The freshman, J-Wo.
Oh, that's right. I talk about it all the time.
All right. Hey, Doctor, very nice to have you with us. Thanks, fans.
Thanks a million for having me. I appreciate it.
Likewise. Dr. John Capel with us. Holy cow! There goes Fahey with another try, J-Wo. We'll get Steve Johnson back in place. Dr. Capel, thank you. All of our guests tonight, 54-53. J-Wo, this is nutty.
Oh, it's all exciting basketball. I can't say any other word for
it. Oh, man, this is just crazy. Now the Penguins with another steal. Here goes Ari. Over to Michael. Ari has it. Stolen away now by the Hawks. Oh, it was a no-look pass by Johnson. But Ari didn't see it coming behind the back. Kumlau with a nice head fake. Kumlau right side. Oh, brother.
Oh, he knows what he's doing.
Kumlau is so smooth up from the right side. Stevie, did you see that? Yeah, Stevie Johnson sitting in with his fans. Stevie, did you see that beautiful play? That looked like you and Gene Barnes last year, the back and forth.
Yeah, that was just exceptional play by Dominican.
10:15 to go. 55-53. The Penguins trailing by two. Nate Rogoff left side. Ari, three ball on the way. Oh, in and out. Tap back by Fahey, and it's tapped out.
Oh.
What? Are you kidding me? First they said it was going to be Hawks ball, and now the referees are all talking to each other, and clearly it was Penguin ball. There we go.
There we go.
The call was overruled, and that's the right call, because that was clearly out of bounds off of Holy Names, number 15, Troy Cotton. And at first they called it out of bounds off of Pat Fahey. Penguins will have it on the short side, 55-53, coming up on 10 minutes exactly. Inbounds, Johnson Fahey, yes!
So easy.
Tie game, 55
nice
up.
Nice find.
Man, up and in so quickly. Good call there, Stevie J with the nice find. That's exactly what it was. Somehow, Fahey made himself available. Oh, man, look at this place. 55 up, coming up on 9.5 minutes. Here goes Kumlau, three ball. Oh, he missed it deep. Fahey with a nice rebound. Fahey wincing there, Stevie. Did you catch that?
Yeah, he's tired, but hey, everybody's tired.
And now Rogoff bringing the ball back for double the excitement here. Penguins flying around down below the baseline. Johnson now on the left elbow. Finds Fahey on the right side. Looks like there's a whistle before he got a shot in. He continues to wince a bit in pain.
Fahey's in a little groove right now. I'm Dominican. I'm looking to get him the ball.
Man, you're not kidding. Fahey has, when he gets a three-ball groove going, it's like none other. He is looking sweet.
Oh!
Johnson finds Fahey under the hoop for another easy two. 57-55, Penguin lead.
Is that the exact same play they just pulled a second?
Yeah, I think. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
They just had to mirror it for the other side of the hoop. Palmer now for the Hawks on the left side. Guarded closely by Johnson. They swing around to the right side. And Hartman, now the big man, shoots a fadeaway jumper for a swish and 2 points. Another tie game. That's the definition of excitement in basketball.
And he really is not going to miss, I tell you. He's good.
Yeah, Hartman's just on fire right now.
Ivintosh now getting the handoff from Rogoff. He'll drive left side, finds Kruger down low. And as he goes up for... He is fouled.
Yep, he was fouled pretty hard there. Good find. Good find by Ivintosh. He's a really good combo guard.
8:46 left in the game here. 57 up. Kruger to shoot two.
Alistair Flack set to check in for the Dominican Penguins.
On the next whistle, as well as
Nick Stevens.
Hawk Nick Stevens, that's right. Have you ever played him?
Never got a chance to play against him, but I heard he was good.
Oh, yeah, you played against him last year. He was around.
He was a redshirt last year. He didn't play last year because of academic eligibility problems.
He played the year before, though. He's always been tough on the Penguins. And speaking of Alistair Flack, he's out of Melbourne, Australia, J-Wo, as you know. And I want to give a big shout-out as I met Michael Falconer's dad before the game. You did, too. He's a nice guy.
Good eye, Mike.
Yeah, that's right. They came all the way from Melbourne, Australia, and he wants to give a shout-out to everybody at Lynx IT, Stevie. That's Kane, Rachel, and Imogen, Merv, and Michelle. So all five with a big shout-out halfway around the world.
And the Lynx crew at IT.
That's right, Lynx IT.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, I could have sworn I should have been born an Aussie because you know what? The Aussies I know, they smell good, they look good, they play good. Everything about them is good, so I'm pretty sure I should have been Australian.
And you know what? You got the accent down.
Good eye, Mike.
8:46 to go, Stuart Horn. J-Wo, Stevie J. A lot of J's in the house, 8:46 on radio. .dominican.edu, where tonight's broadcast, as usual, brought to you by the Communications Department, where we're under the direction of
Mel Babeels.
Mel Babeels, that's right. She's in charge of things at the Communications Department.
She'll tell you about it, too.
She can talk all day, but we love to hear her around here.
You know what? We are lucky to have her. 8:46 to go, and on the line is Kevin Kruger, number 31.
Kevin Kruger's got a really good brother prospect, too.
Is that right? We have a live band in the house tonight. Kruger with the first one. Missed it short.
Those might come back to haunt you.
Oh, man.
Every point is going to be key in this game, as it is a tie.
57 up.
Kruger now.
Kruger on the line, on the way. Yes.
Swish this time. The first one skipped out on him. He comes out for Michael Falconer.
Michael Falconer.
Penguins looking up to pick up Big D. That's how they're going to take this one away.
Anna Issa.
Alistair Flack. They're now playing within the arc here. Letting the Hawks dribble around. Palmer now at the top of the arc. Off to Aaron Cano, who just calls out plays. Not a Penguin close. Hartman, the big man, skips out.
Hey, I didn't think Hartman could miss, but he missed. It's possible, I tell you.
Yeah, it's about time. The Penguin fans are all pounding on the floor, demanding defense, and now there's a foul having been committed by, I think, one of the Hawks. No, it's one of the Penguins.
I tell you what, though, if this thing goes into triple overtime, we should just give Pat Fahey and Marshall Hartman the ball and let him shoot it out for threes.
One-on-one. That's not a bad call. Those guys are just ripping it up right now. Trying to get it inbounds is Kumla. Here goes a jumper by Ha. Oh, brother.
Palmer sinks a three. Could be an and one play.
That's tough.
A three ball with a foul committed by Alistair Flack. Man, oh, man, that hurts.
And Josh Dozier under the hoop was a little slow to get up on that.
That is tough.
But now it's a 60-58 Hawk lead. It's been back and forth once again, point after point. We haven't seen much of a spread of more than, say, 4 points here in the second half.
Speaking of Hawks, J-Will, what's your favorite Hawk? I like the red-tailed Hawk.
Hawks, the ones that don't come into Conlin Rec Center, those are the ones.
That's true.
8:18 left. Palmer sinks another one.
You guys are really being diplomatic, you know that? I like it when the Hawks lay an egg. How about that? 61-58. Let's just see if the Penguins could pull off a second miracle of the night. Hawks men's team very solid right now. Michael Falconer with it. Turn around, Michael Falconer. 360.
Oh, baby. He gets it to drop right over Hartman, who holds his hands up, bewildered at Michael Falconer's two-pointer.
As players on the street in inner-city playgrounds would say, and one.
Falconer with a chance to tie it up again. This game is nothing but excitement, the very definition, if you ask me.
Oh, man, 8:04 to go, and Michael Faulkner on the line. See if he can score another one to tie it. Oh, brother.
Whoa,
you really missed that
whoa,
one.
Oh, get the board.
About to come up with the ball. He gets a call to go his way. The Hawks.
Man.
Ari scrambled. Was diving for it, and one of the Hawks jumped on him, accosted him. And I think the Penguins are going to get the ball.
He's a hustler, baby. He's a hustler. He's a freshman, but he hustles.
Man, the Penguins are going to get the ball on the short side. The last two times they've done this right under the hoop, they've scored both times to Fahey. Let's see if they can open it up again. Fahey with his fadeaway jumper. Oh, he missed it right. Oh, man.
Barely.
Wow, quick transition.
Umlaut now driving in. Jeff Palmer dished off to. He's got a high jumper deep. And, boy, he's been money right now.
He's feeling it right now. I don't know the guy, but he can shoot.
63-60 now. Hawks
feeling
lead.
Himself.
Alistair Flack brought it up the right side. Johnson threw a huge pass.
Oh!
Back at a three attempt, and it's off the heel as he is fouled.
Yeah, he fouled him all right.
Boy.
I'll tell you what. Like every good coach in America will say, you never foul a jump shooter.
And I think
why's that?
The Hawks did.
You never foul a jump shooter because they draw fouls easily.
And speaking of which, the Hawks do have 16 fouls. Johnson sinks a point, 61-63. Penguins trotting back.
You stay down on your feet on the jump shooter, put his hand in his face, and you know what? You don't need to jump.
Hey, that is good insight. Good job there, Stevie.
I couldn't have told you that with my experience. Johnson sinks his second.
Was that pretty or what?
It's pretty like a Van Gogh picture of there.
It's still 7:35 left here in the game. 62 Johnson makes it a tied game once again. 63 all Umlaut to bring it walkingly across the timeline. Flack playing well off on defense. Hands it off to Dozier, and he's now on the left side. Umlaut dribbles around, guarded by Fahey for a second. They got it inside to Nick Stevens, who has a fadeaway jumper. It was short. The put back by the Hawks.
Wow.
That was caught and got.
That was a big rebound by number 15. It looks like he went over the back there. I'm surprised the refs didn't call it.
Troy Cotton got the 2 points on the offensive rebound. Flag now to Johnson. Over to Armitage on the left side. He finds Faulkner down low. His roll of the layup is dropped into the hands of Umlaut, who draws a foul as he crossed midcourt. The Hawks looking to pull away, if anything.
I'm not sure what the ref was looking at there, but I tell you what, I didn't like it.
First miss in a long time.
Yeah, good call there, Stevie, because that was called on Alistair, and that was ugly.
2-point lead for the Hawks as they look to extend right here. Haven't seen much of a lead out of either team right now. Jeff Palmer for three. It was short off the rim. Faulkner pulls it down. Flack now to slow things down. As the Penguins could tie it up here with a 2-ball, take the lead with a 3, and they have been able to hit Trey balls tonight. Faulkner down low, looking for openings. Johnson fakes the 3, drives the lane. Dishes off to Fahey.
No! From the
wow.
corner.
Can you say sweet? Like a lollipop?
Fahey for 3 in the corner again.
Oh, it's 66-65 now.
The Penguins by 1 with 6 minutes to go. And on the play-by-play, here he is, fans. Stevie J.
Stevie J in the house, all right. We got Dozier with the ball. Kicks it inside to Nick Stevens. Nick Stevens, he bobbles the ball. Dozier gets it back. Dozier has the ball right now at the top of the key. Passes it to Umlaut. Umlaut, number 10, the point guard for Holy Names. Dribbling, calling out a play. He dribbles left. He goes left. Baseline. Flips it up. Finger roll in the rim.
Oh, man.
Nice bucket.
Umlaut's
nice
got
bucket.
Some beautiful moves down there.
Alistair Flack now. He brings the ball up the court. Setting it up. Tavani tells him to call something nice.
Something pretty.
Something
a play
pretty.
We can score
Alistair
on.
Flack, he's looking for somebody to pass the ball. Michael Johnson gets it. Almost loses the ball. Michael Johnson now with the ball up top. Passes to Pat Fahey at the top of the key. Pat Fahey back to Alistair Flack. Alistair Flack goes baseline for the layup. Oh, barely misses it. Number 34, the rebound out to Umlaut. Umlaut with the ball, dribbles it. Crossover, oh, nope. To Dozier. Dozier with the ball. Passes it to number 15.
That's Troy Cotton.
Number 15, Troy Cotton. Dribbles it. pass to number 34. Number 34 back to Kumlot. Kumlot fumbles it. Nope. He uses the screen from Stevens. He spins, passes it to Dozier. Dozier fumbles it. Oh, Dominican gets the ball. Dominican has the ball. Mike Johnson secures it, passes it to Alistair Fleck. Alistair Fleck throws the ball to Pat Fahey to the baseline. Fahey to Oh!
Falconer almost had the open
almost.
Lane, too.
Falconer barely missed it. Great pass by Fahey. Now Kumlot has the ball. He's dribbling it up. It looks like the coach from Holy Names is asking for a timeout. They call a timeout. And hey, Stu, I tell you what, this is a heated game, Stu. I don't know what's going on, but you tell me.
Stevie, your play-by-play is making me very, very nervous. You have really built this thing up, man. 4:23 to go. 67-66, the Penguins down by one. And Stevie J, is this your first time on the play-by-play?
This is my first time, but I tell you what.
You are killing it, my man.
I watch SportsCenter every night, so I know what I'm doing.
Hey, and plus, Stevie J is the only guy to play collegiate hoops on the broadcast team. Stuart Orn, Jay Woe, Steve Johnson, live from the Conlin Center. CalPAC basketball. We're coming up on 4 minutes, fans. It is 8:52 p.m. on the West Coast. California, United States, and the Penguins and the Hawks from Holy Names going at it. Another shout-out to our fans in Japan. Another shout-out to our fans down under. Stevie J is going to take it in 2 minutes. And I see could be overtime coming up. J-Wo, what do you say?
Oh, that'd be all the more exciting. I'd love to see that. More of this basketball is what I live for. Oh, man. It doesn't get much better than this, folks. A one-point game. Penguins and Hawks.
A phenomenal Both game, birds. I tell you, man. It's going to be Holy Names ball at the half-court line.
Woo, it's coming down to it.
Let's see what they do. Sean Palmer passes it in to Kumlot, number 10 for Holy Names, the point guard. He passes number 15, Troy Cotton. Troy Cotton back to Marshall Whitman. Marshall dribbles the ball. Passes to Kumlot on the baseline. Kumlot looks inside to Nick Stevens. Nick Stevens with his back to the basket. Maneuvers. Gets the easy layup.
Well, you know who that looked like. That looked like Morsey right
oh,
there.
Oh, big time with all the fundamental technique.
Backing it in and then yep. Nailing the turnaround.
I tell you what, Alistair Flack has the ball. Passes to the top of the key. Ivan Tosh to Michael Johnson. Michael Johnson with the jumper. Oh. Big Marshall Hartman with the big rebound for Holy Names. Holy Names bringing it up now. Kumlot looking to throw out a good little play call for his team here. We got a 66-69 game in favor of Holy Names. Anyway, ball up Marshall Whitman. Marshall Whitman. Marshall Hartman, he has the ball to Kumlot on the baseline. Kumlot to Stevens. Kumlot back to Stevens. Stevens with the ball. Penguins looking to play good defense.
Six on the shot. Penguin.
Kumlot got the ball. He lost his dribble. He goes up for the wild shot. It's off the rim.
Ivan Tosh
gets the rebound.
Oh, what hustle. What hustle.
Alistair Flack down with the ball at the top of the key. Penguins look to execute something sufficient to get a score. They're down by three. Pat Fahey with the ball at the top of the key. Passes to Alistair. Alistair Flack. He gets trickled by Kumlot's defense and misses the shot. And I know Tavani would like a better shot that last play.
Hartman probably with his easiest rebound of the night. Penguins now retreating. Playing hard defense right here. They'll need it.
Kumlot with the ball at the top of the key. Looking to set it up. Being very, very patient on offense.
Penguins.
66-69 Holy Names. Kumlot with the ball. Down low. 2:20 to go. Oh, it's a bucket. It's a bucket by Nick Stevens with a pass from Kumlot. 2 minutes and 13 seconds to go. 71, Holy Names, 66, Dominican. Alistair Flack with the ball. Looking to set up an executed play for Dominican Penguins. A jump shot by Ivan Tosh. It's off. He gets his own rebound. It looks like he was fouled by number 34 there for Holy Names.
That's been the biggest point spread I've seen all second half. 2 minute warning right here.
71-66, fans, radio.dominican.edu. Stevie J, excellent job on the play-by-play there. His maiden voyage, Steve Johnson, on the air worldwide.
I do what I can do it if you let me do it. So thank you,
71-66, and Ari Ivantosh is going to go to the line as Nate Rogoff gets ready to come back in for the Mighty Penguins. Can they do it, J-Wo? Down by five. Ari on the line when we get back underway.
coming off is Alistair Flack. His Nate Rogoff has come back on the floor for Coach Tavani, Ari, Johnson, Fahey, Faulkner, and Nate Rogoff. Oh, he missed it. And down with it, the Hawks. Oh, man, we needed that. Here comes Kumlaut. He looks over at Coach Jones. 1:54 to go. The clock rolls. The Penguins are trailing by five. The Penguins need it in a big way. The place is packed. The roof has come loose. It's about to be blown off if the Penguins could pull this thing out. I don't know. Well, they may have to repair the roof. But here goes Hartman. There's a lot of work to do before that. He hands off to Kumlaut between the circles. 8 seconds on the shot. Kumlaut indoors. Uh-oh, and here's a turnaround by the jumper now by Stevens. Yes. Penguins trail by seven with a buck and a half to go. Here comes Nate across the middle. Nobody's panicking. Well, those of us in the broadcaster's booth, maybe a little bit. But none of the team is panicking. Here's Nate, right side. Between the circles, he's got Kumlaut on him. But the Penguins got to make a move. They can't even get open. Uh-oh, and now the Penguins with a travel. Did Nate travel, Stevie?
No, actually, it was a five-second call, not a travel.
And timeout's been called now, I think, by Dennis Jones. One of the coaches called the timeout. And we have 1:09 to go. The Penguins 66, the Hawks 73. Stevie, what do you say?
I'll tell you what, you know, this game is looking close for a minute. It looks like Holy Names is starting to put it on Dominican a little bit. Dominican better get up out of their lackadaisical mode that they're in and really bring. You got 1:09 to go. It's not time to quit, throw down the towel yet.
J-Woe, how about a freshman perspective? Something fresh.
I tell you where the Penguins can win this game is that they're in the bonus. With every foul, every shooting foul, they'll be going to the line with easy points. They have to hit those free throws to close the gap. It is a 7-point game. One by one, those points are going to tack on. Penguins can come back from this.
Man, can you believe this place, you guys? The band is in the house.
Dominican cheerleaders looking beautiful.
Dominican cheerleaders down there in the end zone, 9 strong. They've been great. 1:09 to go, 73-66, radio.dominican.edu.
Cheerleaders don't have to do a whole lot to hype things up tonight.
Oh, man, this place is just packed, too. In the backcourt now, Hartman. Penguins with full court pressure with Faulkner and Nate Rogoff in the backcourt. Kumlaut now trying to kill some of the clock. Kumlaut's got 27 on the shot clock. Left, right, left. Up for the jumper. Kumlaut, uh-oh. He missed it, but the putback is missed. Oh, man, somehow the Hawks come up with
wow.
It. Dozier with a nice rebound, and Hartman resets the shot clock in the backcourt. Hands it off to Kumlaut. Kumlaut's got it, 45 seconds. The Penguins trail by seven. Now over to the right side. Uh-oh, the Hawks have got it. Now a timeout's been called by Coach Jones. Stevie, I do not like the way this is looking. With 40.7 seconds to go, a foul's been called.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
73-66. And the Hawks...
I would foul Kumlaut every time. He's the worst shooter on the floor right now.
He's
been able to hit stuff, but usually he does that when he's on the run going through the key.
Kumlaut has been a Penguin killer over the years. I'll tell you what, Stevie. Before you got here to Dominican, Kumlaut hit the one loss we had at home here in the Conlin Center 2 years ago, 1 year before you got here.
Wow.
Kumlaut nailed it, and that's when the big melee happened. You may have heard about that. And that was all as a result of Kumlaut's beautiful shooting.
That's what I heard.
I can't say anything but good about the guy's game, even though...
I don't like him that much.
Yeah, but
hey.
He's because he's so good. That's why he's hard to like if you're a Penguin fan. 36.5 seconds, but he is so good.
Yeah.
And now a timeout has been called. 73-66, and we just have 36.5 seconds to go. And I hate to say it, but I don't like the way it's looking.
It's looking... It's not looking good. You're right.
J-Wolf?
Hawks on the line. That's where the Penguins need to be.
Oh, I thought it was a timeout, but here is Julius Kumlaut to the line, number 10. Kumlaut on the way. Man, that guy is unflappable. He nails the first one, nothing but yarn.
I guess it's true what they say. Size doesn't matter.
Oh, no. He's been all intensity all night.
That's Stevie Johnson, man. He pushes the envelope, doesn't he? Here is Kumlaut on the way, 5'9". Kumlaut makes that one. Clock rolls. Penguins inbounds. Nate has it, 35 seconds, 75-66. Here's Nate over to Michael Faulkner. Right side, man, the Penguins just need buckets. Nate pounds it home, nothing. 24 seconds, and Ari has to foul.
Just another sad song.
Yeah, keep an eye on this number right here. Okay, 23.3 seconds. Yeah, because a lot of people are walking through here. Man, this place is loaded.
Loaded.
This is the biggest crowd we've had in the house by a mile, Stevie.
Yeah, big time.
And boy, we've got Hawks. They sink another free throw.
23.3 seconds. They make another one, 76-66. Oh, brother. I don't like this at all. Standing on the line is Sean Palmer, the senior out of Newport, Oregon. He makes this one.
And boy,
very smooth, Palmer. Very nice play there.
He's been free money all night long. Just
21 seconds.
Left and right.
Oh, the Penguins pick up a foul somewhere along the line. We got to
keep people from walking. And something's gone cold in the Penguin.
Yes.
And sidelines here.
Big Mike Falconer passes the ball to Nate.
Indoor Johnson. Mike. Now outside Fahey was hitting all those threes. Back over to Nate. Three ball straight away on the way. Deep. Back down Ari with a putback. Ari, yes, two.
Nice putback by Ari Ivantos.
8 seconds to go, though. It's a 9-point game, and Coach Devani's called the timeout now.
First points from the Penguins in a long time. It feels like it's been forever.
And the Holy Names crowd are very happy with the way things are going. Earlier tonight, the Penguin ladies got past the Lady Hawks in a big win, a tremendous win.
It was special because it is senior night. We had tons of people here.
Yeah, this place is absolutely packed, and you can hear behind us the Holy Names fans are going insane. 8.6 seconds to go. It's a 9-point game.
It's like a Beatles concert in here.
Yeah, I want to say, hey, I want to give a big shout-out to Steve Johnson, to Jay Woe, and to our academic advisor, Melba Beals, everybody else on the broadcast team and in the communications department. A great year of DU basketball on the air. This is our final broadcast of DU Hoops this year. Great job, you guys. Really, props to death for all the hard work you guys have put in. Final 8 seconds, fans of home basketball. And Ari Ivantos picks up the foul. Oh, brother. And Holy Names, Troy Cotton picks up a no-look deuce. Cotton threw that thing up. He wasn't even looking at the hoop. It went over his head. He scores. He'll go to the line, 4.3 seconds, and 79-68.
Ari had a clean block on that one, but was spoiled by the
all the loyal DU fans start to leave his gym.
Well, people are starting to file out on both sides now because he kind of pretty much put this one in the books. Is that one scored 4 seconds. Here goes Fahey with a jumper from half court. It's out of bounds. 0.7 seconds to go. And this one's going to end up 80-68. The Hawks have pulled off the big win. And that's it. The buzzer. Penguins split tonight. Fans, 80-68 is the final. Hawks over the Penguins. Big shout out once again to all our guests. Field of Dreams night. A big-time success. A full house tonight. Stevie, what do you got to say to sign off?
I tell you what, Field of Dreams night, if you give us enough money, that field will come.
Good job, Stevie. Jay Woe, good job. Excellent work. Radio.Dominican.edu. I want to thank all of our listeners everywhere in the world. It's been an awesome season. I wish we could have brought you a win tonight. But we brought you one, and it was an exciting one at that. The ladies over the Lady Hawks. The guys just barely get taken down by the Hawks. It was a great night of basketball, a great season. We'll be coming at you pretty soon, J-Wo and I, with Penguin softball.
All right.
And we'll see you next year, fans. J-Wo will be a sophomore then, and hopefully he'll be on the broadcast team. You've been listening to CalPAC Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.